I don't have a song, but Eric started singing that song right there. So that's what, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Because I was talking next about, well, you know, while I was reading this afternoon.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I tell you, don't you just love confirmation?
Amen.
Ain't nothing like it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Open up your books to Daniel. Look at Daniel, please. And, chapter 3. We're going to start in verse, let's say verse 8. You know, I thank God, you know, it's our faith was tried through the fire. Tried through the fire. And that's what the Bible says. Amen. Through the fire, our faith will be tried. Amen. And I tell you what, I love this story. I've only preached on this one time, and that's when I first got into the ministry. But God was leading this direction. Yes. You know, and, well, there's so many ways you can take this message and so many directions you can go. But there's only one way that God sent me, and I'm going to get to it here in a second. The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 8 says, "Wherefore at that time a certain Chaldeus came near and accused the Jews, and they spake." Hey, one second. "They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worship, that he should not be, that should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye do not serve that my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? And now if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Amen.
And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake, and commanded they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it won't be to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hose in their hats, and their garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered, said the king, True, O king. He answered, said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near, I'm a little bit more, and I'm going to be done reading. And to the mouth of the burning fire first, and spake, and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. Amen. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. You know, I got to thinking about this. And, you know, how many times our faith and how many trials we go through. The fire that we're trying through. You know, I believe these three guys right here and us that are saved have a fireproof salvation. Ain't that great? Amen. No matter how hot the flames are, no matter how hard the devil pipes us, we have a fireproof salvation. Amen, church. Amen. When they threw these three people into the fire, amen, they knew God was going to deliver them. Amen. I don't think they had a doubt in their mind. But they knew in their mind, they had it said, that they were going to serve nobody else. They were going to follow that old devil. Amen. We get in a little bit of trouble, we cry. Amen. We turn our backs on God, we take off running. But these three men stood in what they believed in. Hey, God gave them when they got saved a fireproof salvation. Something that old devil, that fire couldn't touch. Amen. Ain't that good to know? A fireproof salvation. Amen. How God gave me when he saved me, amen, and took care of me and brought me to his family. He said, Son, I'm going to take care of you. It's almost like the day, he says. Your dad will stand for you. Amen. Won't let
Right.
Amen. He gives you a fireproof salvation that nobody can touch.
Right.
Amen. Even the old devil. Amen.
Right.
I like them white waterproof coats. Amen. That water, you can rain as hard as you rain. Amen. It won't get in. Boy, I love that stuff. I wear crawl suits at work. Get in there. Nothing can get in that suit. Amen. They're bug-proof. Nothing can get in there. Amen. These firefighters that go and fight for us every day. Amen. When these houses on fire. Amen. The strongest heat. And the strongest flames. Amen. Nothing can touch them suits because they're fireproof. Amen. The church, we need to have a salvation. Amen. Nothing can get in. Amen. Take what we got. Amen. And nothing can break the door down. Amen. Flames cannot bust the windows out. Amen, church, we need to have a fireproof. Salvation. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, church, I tell you, the Lord has given us so many things, and the knowledge of His Word, amen, the understanding that we need to keep the salvation going. Amen. Everything we need to fight the devil. Amen. To look Him straight in the eye. Amen. To say, my foot's on the rock and my mind's right up. Amen. That's a fireproof salvation. I let you know so, salvation.
Amen.
Amen, church. I tell you what, we'll trade for nothing. Amen. I won't sell out to nobody. Amen. God give it to me, and I want to keep it.
Amen.
Praise God. And Eric started quoting this verse. I'm going to read it anyway. Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 16. 16 verse, I think it's 18. Amen. I love this. I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon the rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, church, the gates of hell, the fires that are in it, amen, can't touch it. Amen, church. Ain't that good to know that the devil has nothing on you? Amen, church, we've been brought to our knees, and we go through the toughest trials. Amen, but the devil can't touch us. And we have a fireproof.
Yeah.
Salvation.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I say that's enough to make you shout. Amen. That's enough to get you through the week. Amen. A lot of times we get winched out. Oh, you have winched out service. Have church if you have God in your heart. Amen. You're living and you're praying. Amen. Hey, you can have church every day. Amen. You have to wait to get in the doors. Have the Bible every day, every week.
Amen.
Boy, people get in there. Boy, I've got to go to church. I've had a rough week. Boy, it sounds like you got away from God a little bit. Amen. We're going to have rough weeks, but no sense getting down and out about it.
Yeah.
There's no sense of taking tail and crying. Amen. Amen. We lift up our heads and keep on trucking. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, fireproof salvation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Refused. Amen. This king was on fire. He was so mad.
Yeah.
Amen. He's filled with fury. They said he hit it up seven times harder than it should be.
Yeah.
Amen. They threw the three in there, and the fire slew the men and threw them in.
Right.
Amen. They said the fire did it. Maybe God did it. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and throw them in here. They come right back out, brother. It doesn't matter. They come back out, and I believe the scriptures go on to tell there wasn't a stitch of smoke on them.
Yeah.
Their hairs wouldn't singe.
Yeah.
There was nothing. They were fireproof.
Right.
Amen. Amen. They just went in there and hung out a little bit. Well, we'll let the king get down here and wait till he sees us down here. God's about to bring us back out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God can bring you out of that valley. Amen.
Right.
You may have to hang in there a little bit.
Yeah.
We may have to stay down there just for a little while. Amen. But that just makes getting to the mountaintop a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Amen. It makes it a little bit better for us. Amen. It builds your faith.
Yeah.
And you walk with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Church, I don't know what you're facing. Amen. We don't know. Amen. I don't go home with you. Amen. I say this to everybody. Amen. Churches are without pastors today. Amen. They're struggling. Amen. But they got the sin of the world camped out. They don't have a fireproof salvation because the devil's penetrated already.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. The church is wondering why they ain't growing. Amen. Boy, they wonder why their spirit ain't moving. A woman was listening to a song, and she posted a song on Facebook. Hey, man, it was a country song. It said, "My church." That was the name of it. It's also, boy, it says church. I got to listen to this. Hey, man, I heard 2 seconds of it. I couldn't throw my phone outside. Hey, man, you can't find the Holy Ghost in revival. Hey, man, Hank Sr. George Jones. Hey, man, church, that's not where you're going to find it.
Hey,
my church ain't in the radio in my car. Hey, man, my church ain't in the truck. Hey, man, my church is with the Lord. Amen.
My
church is right here.
Right.
Amen. Fireproof salvation.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Something the old world can't touch. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how hard they try, no matter how much junk is out there. Amen. There's so much sin being created every day.
Yeah.
Amen. There's so much garbage going on. Amen. It's being taught in school.
Right.
Amen. It's been taught at home. It's been on TV.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't turn on the TV for 5 minutes anymore.
Right.
Hey, without seeing the devil laugh at you. Amen. The devil's looking what I got on here and you're watching.
Amen.
Amen. Look what I've done to you.
Yeah.
Amen. It just makes you want to throw the remote across the room.
Yeah.
Amen.
church. I tell you what, I've been burning this week. Boy, it's good to know God is on your side.
Amen.
If God be for you, who can be against
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen to that. Boy, I tell you, God, amen, is a mighty God. Amen, church, no matter how low it gets, amen, He's still there. He's still in charge. He's still in control of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Fireproof. Salvation. Amen. Boy, them firefighters, buddy, they go to them houses. And I've seen stars. I've even seen houses burn down. There ain't no way a man can walk out of there with no burns there. And then firefighters come out with them coats, ain't the most times scratch on, unless it's on their head or something.
Yeah.
Fireproof jackets. Amen. Fire can get through it. Fireproof. Amen. You need to put on a fireproof salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. When you get saved, you go to the altar and you come up, you want to make sure it's a fireproof salvation.
Yeah.
You know how you know it's not fireproof? You get up there and a tear being shed in your eye. Amen. The little altar's dry as the time you went down there. Amen. You get up out like nothing even happened. You won't have a fireproof salvation there. The devil's going to chew it up. Boy, it'll spit you out. Well, I tell you, God, amen, is a mighty, mighty God.
Right.
Amen,
right.
There ain't nothing He's going to let happen to His children. I believe He takes care of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe He walks us and He lifts us up in the times we need lifting. Amen, we found out exciting news this afternoon. You know, we had our worker come and come over and talk to us about our young man here. And it turns out it's Brother Greg Wright, amen, the preacher, and his wife is our worker. And we got to talk about church and talk about how their church is doing and everything's going. You know, sometimes you hear this old world, you hear the junk of it. It's good to know there's other Christian family friends out there.
Amen.
God sends your way. Amen. Amen. To lift you up and give you strength to keep going.
Amen.
God sent her our way today.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. Boy, I got excited. Boy, we got a Christian helping us.
Yeah.
Boy, that's the best work you can possibly get. Somebody that's on the same team as you.
Yeah.
Amen. Not fighting against you. Boy, it's left up to the devil. He'd send the worst person possible. Yeah. God saw fit to cut that off quick. Church, I tell you what, amen, God is a mighty God. Devil,
amen.
I tell you, it's a very terrible devil, amen.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the devil knows that there's God, but he trembles, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, the devil's trying to get everybody he can, amen, until the time the Lord comes back. He's here to destroy and seek and devour people, amen, that doesn't have a fireproof salvation. Flames that'll burn you up. Burn you up inside to a point where you can't go to church anymore to give up on God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But if you have a fireproof salvation, you can stand on the wiles of the devil.
Right.
Amen. Keep going every day so the Lord calls your number and takes you home. Amen. I thought about my old buddy Ricky, amen, when he died, you know, this past week. And it's a surprise to everybody. It's a shockwave. But, you know, everybody, I saw, you know, getting upset. And you have a reason if you lose. Don't get me wrong to be upset. It's okay. But let me tell you something. What joy do you get? Amen. Oh, what joy you get when you know they're saved. Amen.
Amen.
And they're stepping over to glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And all the times the devil thought he could get him.
Amen.
Amen. To the time he took his last breath.
Yeah.
Devil got mad because he lost one to God.
Amen.
Boy, old Ricky's over in glory right now, shouting on the hills. Amen. The devil's pouting and whining, smacking the ground and stuff he couldn't get him before he left. Boy, amen. Fireproof salvation. Amen. I tell you what. God is working in lives today, working in churches, amen. The church is going to grow.
Amen.
God's here, amen. Amen. And it's fireproof church, a fireproof congregation. The devil can't touch it.
Amen.
Boy, fireproof salvation. Boy, ain't that good to have. Amen. Ain't that something that you need?
Amen.
You got to have things that you need in this life to get by. Amen. Amen. You got to have food, clothing, water, and all that good stuff, and a job. Amen. But you got to have God for anything. Because nothing else matters. Amen.
Amen.
The devil destroyed
it.
Amen. Church, fireproof. Salvation. Now, boy, I got one. Amen. Lord save me. He gave me one.
Amen.
Amen. Trust me, I've been tried through the fire. But I tell you what, amen, I got to the ministry so far, and I've seen things like, Lord, already? I ain't been in 2 years. Amen. I'm seeing all this. What's going on? But he said, Caleb, I gave you fireproof salvation. Something the devil can't touch. Amen. On that, how many services you go into? I'm still going to be right there with you.
Yeah.
Amen, church, and stuff that will just, the devil will do anything to throw you off track.
Right.
Amen, if you're sitting at home watching TV, boy, I'm going to show them this right here and see if they'll take the bait. Amen, I'm going to put this song on their radio and see if they'll take the bait. Amen, church, that just don't work for me. Amen.
Right.
God speaks to my heart. I get to do a lot of things in my van. I tell you that all the time. I get to listen to good gospel music and good preaching. Amen. Preaching and just something that uplifts you. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look for strength and uplift you. Amen. I'm going to go to the right place to get it.
Amen,
amen, church. I find the Lord in good preaching.
Yeah.
I find the Lord in good gospel singing. I don't find the Lord in the Grand Ole Opry. I don't do that. I don't find the Lord in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I don't find Him in the Blue. find them in the Lord. Peace, amen, beyond and surpasses all understanding. That's where I find it. Amen, I find it with the Lord. Amen, fireproof salvation, church, you better have it. Amen. Boy, it's something that the winds and the rain can't touch, fire can't touch, tornadoes can't knock it out. Amen, something that will stand to the test of time. Amen, so the Lord calls us home. Ain't that correct? Amen. Think about that, church. That's all I got for you tonight. Fireproof salvation, let it eat. Eat it up, amen. Spoon it, take it, eat it all up, take it home with you. Amen, it'll help you. Amen, it'll grow. It helps me this week. Yeah. I tell you, I sat there, Eric, you started singing that song about coming blue preaching right there. Amen. I said, God, you always look for God to give you confirmation. Yeah. Let the Lord show you when you're right and when you're wrong. Yeah. Amen. I had that message. Lord, lead me in the right direction. He said, there you go. What else do you need?
Yeah.
Boy, I love that stuff. Yeah. I eat it up. Church, I'm going to ask for a song. Eric, you want to come give me a song, please? I'm going to ask you to stand. Like I said, I don't know what battles you face. I know we got pain that's lost. I know we got people that are sick. We need to pray for. What about you? Hey man, what about you in your personal walk with God? Are you close to where you need to be? Hey man, are you walking as close to God as you possibly can? Or Caleb, you say, Caleb, you know what? I've had a little trial myself. Hey man, I've got family I need to pray for, and I got family that's sick I need to pray for, but I've got a trial myself and I need to take care of first. Amen, church. Won't you come and pray for that tonight? Amen. Lord's give you fireproof salvation. That ain't saying we're never going to go through trials, church. That I'm not telling you you're never going to have a problem in this life, because you will. But if you have that salvation, nothing can touch you. Amen. Try it through the fire. Won't you come tonight? Won't you come?
How the
weak
the king commanded, they be thrown into the flame. Called there was a vow and was denied their
yeah, might. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. No, I must sense he said, I
hold
him out to be so long. And he
whatever day he had, you know, for our mission, Lord. I always pray for them to look for you, Lord. I always pray for them, Lord. But I say, it's plain for his heart, Lord. But I know he's now fired, Lord. Amen. Fireproof salvation. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.